Hello everyone, I'm Dr. Rajeshwari Rapata, back again at the Anatomy at the Art of Healing. Welcome back. After a long time, I'm back here and hope you're all doing good. As promised, this time I'm going to explain about the lymphatic system. So lymphatic system, it is essentially a drainage system which is accessory to the venous system. Most of the tissue fluid which is formed at the arterial ends of the capillaries is absorbed back into the blood by the venous ends of the capillaries and the post-capillary venules. The rest of the tissue fluid, that is almost 20%, is absorbed by the lymphatics which begin blindly in the tissue spaces. Now it is important to know that the larger particles, that is the proteins and the particulate matter, it can be removed from the tissue fluid only by the lymphatics. That's why the lymphatic system, it can be regarded as the drainage system of a coarse type. And the venous system, it is regarded as the drainage system of fine type. Certain parts of the lymphatic system, the lymphoreticular organs, however, are chiefly involved in the phagocytosis. It raises the immune responses and contributes to the cell populations of the blood and lymph. The tissue fluid, it flows in the lymphatics, and this tissue fluid is called as the lymph. It passes through the filters, those filters which are situated at certain regions called as lymph nodes. And these are placed along the course of the lymphatic vessels. And finally, it drains into the venous blood. Lymph from the most of the tissues, it is clear and colorless. But when you see the lymph from the small intestine, it is milky white because of the absorption of fat. The intestinal milky lymph is called as chyle, and the lymph vessels are called as the lacteals. There are certain components of the lymphatic system. So the components are the lymph vessels, central lymphoid tissues, peripheral lymphoid organs, the circulating lymphocytes. So let us see what are these lymph vessels. The lymph vessels originate from the lymphatic capillaries, which are minute, and begin blindly in the tissue spaces, and then they form intricate networks. Their caliber is greater and less regular than that of the blood capillaries, and their endothelial wall, the lining, is permeable to the substances of much greater molecular size. That's why it is called as the coarse type of drainage network. The lymph capillaries are absent from the cellular structures like brain, spinal cord, splenic pulp, and the bone marrow.